You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Wednesday, August the 24th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at an 8-race programme from Belliustown this evening, beginning at 3:55, going all the way through to 7:30. Soft ground is the official going description at time of recording, although there could be a decent chance of that changing due to the drying conditions over in Ireland today. So do keep an eye on that before you begin your punting this evening. We begin with the 3:55. As said, it's a mile maiden auction contest for two-year-olds. And the one that catches the eye here, or there's two that catches the eye, but the main one would be Lady Murrell. Now, she could have done with a better draw for a start. Off stall 15's a little bit off-putting on the outside. You do need a low draw here predominantly, but I think this is the best horse in the race anyway. Certainly on the evidence of what we saw first time up at Down Royal, when not getting the clearest of runs at the most crucial point of the race, she finished her race off very strongly once she was out in the clear to lash home to finish an event near at fourth behind Dancing Waves. She's sure to improve as time goes on. Like I say, if it wasn't for the bad draw, she would be the automatic choice. But I do suggest we have a little bit of a look at another one that isn't particularly well drawn, but at least we're getting a much bigger price for Green Panda, trained by Gavin Cromwell. Filly by Jeremy, she ran in a really eye-catching race at the Curragh only 3 days ago behind Landfall from the Ken Condon stable. That race was chock-full with well-fancied fillies, including three from the Ballydoyle operation, Exemplar, another one that finished down the field. Treadfast was obviously well-fancied as well from the Bolger camp, so got no hesitation to suggest that this horse has been quite deep first time out. And only getting beaten 7 lengths was a really good return from this 2-year-old. As I said, could have done with a better draw than stall 13. But 20-1 this morning is certainly far too big of a price for the horse, who showed plenty of ability in a much better race than quite a few of these have already contested. So Green Panda, at a huge price this morning, is worth a small poke in the first.
Race 2.
On to race two then. Not a particularly strong race, it has to be said. And I'm going to go with Natini, who's shown more than enough on three starts so far that he can finally get his head in front. He was an eye catcher first time out at Leopardstown and he got badly hampered to finish sixth behind Midnight Crossing. That was the day that Schubert caused multiple interference behind the eventual winner and almost running into the rails. Fourth then behind Johnny Murta's Peace Haven. Again, another good effort from this gelding by Lope de Vega. And another good run went up in trip last time out at Dundalk behind De Coronado from the Aidan O'Brien stable. All in all, I mean, this horse is definitely going the right way. And given that his sire's offspring usually require a little bit of cutting the ground, I don't think the ease underfoot tonight at Belliustown will inconvenience this horse. Nicely drawn in trap two. Should really get the better of the two disappointing types in behind him in the betting. My Painter, 0 from 19. Matriarch, 0 from 10. Both of those two horses are very exposed. So Natini from the Madeline Tillicky stable hopefully should get off the mark this evening and justify his position in the market.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3. First of the competitive handicaps here this evening. I'm going to go with Full Shilling here from the Patrick Mooney stable, ridden by the ace apprentice jockey Dylan Hogan, who rode Vastanea to victory the other day down in Nace. Decent £7 apprentice, this lad. Do suggest you keep on the right side of him. And this horse comes here off the back of a really good run over the similar track to Tipperary the other day, when he just got nutted in the closing stages by Valentana from the William McCreary stable. And that horse has boosted the form with the win the other day in a much better race. So that was a good effort by this 8-year-old mare, who certainly retains all of her ability given that her form of late. Now, I know she hasn't won beyond 6 furlongs, but that race at Tipperary the day certainly suggested that she's going to be competitive over a mile in the future. And around about 6-7 to 1 this morning, I suggest you get stuck into full shilling each way.
Race 4.
On to race number 4 then. And we go back to the sprinting distances here on the straight track at Belisand. Well, there's a little bit of a kink in the bend when you come onto the racetrack proper. But Alicalia is the one I want to be with here from the John Hayden stable. Predominantly because she comes here off the back of her best two efforts in her career when she was second behind Sarah Ash-Callum at Tipperary and a good run behind Peacehaven as well, who's in blinding form at the moment for the Johnny Murta stable. In the visor first time as well, so the headgear clearly worked on that occasion. But secondly, she's also drawn really well. Now, I do suggest that you stay on the middle to high side here at Belisdown of the draw if you're selecting here tonight. When the ground's on the easy side, that's where they often race here at this sharp track. Tom Madden's also on hand to take a valuable 5 off. And in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, hopefully Alcalia's form and track position should be good enough to see her home there in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to the second of the straight track sprints, then over 5 furlongs. Again, high numbers should dominate, as I said in the previous preview. And with that in mind, I've got no hesitation of putting up a couple against the field here who are drawn in double figures. You can choose. And Calm Bay. These two certainly don't need any introductions. They've had an amazing 175 races between them at the 10-year-olds respectively. And they often win in their turn, given the right conditions. Well, You Can Choose has certainly got his right conditions. He's dropped down to a bargain basement mark of 48. Albeit he's still been running quite well in defeat so far this season. He was a decent 60 the other day in a much better race than this down in Cork, when he just didn't quite get home over that 6 furlongs. But he's back down to his best trip tonight. He represents a yard who's in great form at the moment. And his forward racing run style will definitely be suited to this track in the hands of the enforcer Declan McDonough. The other one, Calm Bay, he's much better drawn than he was here when he came here last time out. I think he was drawn in 4 that night and he couldn't quite cut much ice. But he's drawn 11 tonight and that should allow him to be very competitive. He likes plenty of cutting the ground. He's won here before. And similarly to You Can Choose, he's very well handicapped on the pick of his best performances. So those are my two against the field there, You Can Choose and Calm Bay.
Race number 6.
On to race number 6 then. Romanesque is the obvious choice here. He made a bright start to his career when he beat the very strongly fancied Easy Pass back here in July, when he cruised to the front and won with any mount in hand. He was upped in quality last time out when he ran in a handicap, but he bumped into the upwardly mobile Willie Mullins trained Laws of Spin, who just had too much speed for him on the ground in the closing stages. But I do think a drop back to mile 6 and return to this track on softest ground should suit this colt by Montjoux. And he just has to simply be the choice over the disappointing Radenpaul, who to my eyes looks as though he hasn't particularly trained on from 3 to 4. That disappointing run last time out at Listed Race at Limerick will certainly have to be improved upon massively here to give Romanesque any trouble in this particular contest. So Romanesque, very strong choice there in race number 6.
Race 7.
On to the penultimate race then. I presume Tarazani will be all the rage here following a good win last time out in Galway. The way this horse stayed on in the closing stages certainly suggests he's got plenty of stamina. And if the visors work for the second time, he's the most likely winner. But I was quite taken by Hinter Frost's performance of the day down in Tipperary. In fact, I was quite reticent about that horse's chances that night because I just wasn't totally convinced that he'd stay a mile and a half. But stay he did. And once now he's got that monkey off his back, as it were, over the trip, I'm prepared to stay with Jessica Harrington's charge, albeit the ground is a little bit softer on this occasion. He got some good form behind that, particularly that fourth at the Curragh behind Qatari, Hunter Newsman and Tonkinness. That looks solid form anyway. And he's very much a 3-year-old going places at the right time of the year. So Hint of Frost each way, around about 6-7 to 1 this morning, his choice in the penultimate race.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a very competitive looking mile and a half handicap. Camlan is bound to be all the rage here, having run well on numerous occasions at the Galway Festival. And 3 times Shark Hanlon's charge shipped up to Ballybrit, and on each occasion he finished in the frame. And he finally got his just rewards for all those good efforts and that endeavour by winning on the final day on the Sunday in a handicap hurdle, staying on very strongly in the hands of Rachel Blackmore. He returns to the flat, he won't mind the ground, and he stays really well. So Camlan ran about 9-4, certainly wouldn't put you off him. And the other one to consider, I think, is Rock for Your Emperor. Now he's finally got his head in front. He's been a bit of a frustrating character over the years, albeit he's finished placed on numerous occasions. He just probably needs his head sorting out, and that appears to be the case in that combination he wore the other day. The hood and the cheek pieces combination for the first time, we've very much seen to good effect down in Tramore. And I do like this way this horse travelled in that race and actually finally got the job done, which sometimes hasn't been the case in the past. So I do think Camlan is the one to beat here, but also Rockview Emperor is worthy of an each-way interest at a much bigger price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.